Chemotherapy patients at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center have a brand new infusion suite for their treatments. The center opened last week with a special ceremony, and the first patients tried it out on Tuesday. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Cancer patients in Ketchikan were receiving chemotherapy treatment before the new suite opened, but the location and the space provided wasn't ideal. Infusion therapy nurse Deb Davis says it was part of the hospital's intensive care unit.
Which meant, of course, anything going on in the intensive care unit, whatever was going on there you were part of, whether you liked it or not. It also was down, you know, at the far end and hard for some people to find and actually have to walk that far from the elevators.
The new infusion suite is 15 steps from the elevator. It's a private space dedicated to chemotherapy patients. It has new chairs, plants, a coffee pot, and it's bigger. Davis says the hospital now can treat 4 patients at the same time rather than the previous maximum of 3. There's also a new consulting area.
If a physician wanted to see a patient, have a conversation with a patient, there was no privacy to do that. Now we have a separate space on one side that we can close off, and the physician can actually see that patient, talk to that patient, have whatever conversation they need or the exam they need in privacy, which they couldn't do before. So that's nice.
Davis says the $200,000 needed to renovate the space into a chemotherapy infusion suite was raised through individual donations, some state funding, and the annual Solstice shoe auction. The project is not part of the city-owned hospital's multi-million-dollar grand renovation, which will be paid for mostly through local voter-approved bonds and state funding. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski was in town to attend the opening of the chemotherapy suite and says she's pleased with the investment Ketchikan is making in its hospital.
I think it's really credit to this community that given what we're faced with, just from a budget perspective, that this community has made a commitment to say this is a public health service that we want to make sure is provided here. Not only the infusion center, but just all that you're doing with the hospital. I think it speaks volumes.
Pre-construction work is starting on the first phase of the hospital's renovation plan. That phase will cost an estimated $62 million and will include an upgrade of the 50-year-old surgery suite, plus a larger clinic and additional parking. With help from Maria Dudzak, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.